Okay.
Thank you for letting us talk with you on your Sunday night. It's late Sunday night in Kazan, yes?
It's about 6:30, something like that.
Oh, that's not so bad. Very good. Well, Anna, again, it's nice to meet you. I have some very nice guys who are listening to us talk, and they are from many different places in America. And we've all seen your pictures. We love your very beautiful pictures.
Thank you.
You're lovely. And it's exciting for us to have a chance to get to know more about you. The men who are listening would like to meet someone like you, and to hear your voice and to know more about you will help them to write to you and to get to know you. So thanks for your time. I'm just going to ask you some questions, and we'll learn more about you, okay?
Okay.
Guys, I know nothing about this girl. I've only talked to her for a minute already. I really like her. There's just something about her voice and her way. Anna, by the way, your English is terrific. How long have you been learning or speaking English?
Since I was 10 years old, something like that.
Yeah, it sounds like you have been learning a long time. You have just a slight accent, and it's very charming and very lovely.
Thank you. I'll try to do my best for you to understand me better.
You're fine. You sound terrific. Well, you know, Anna, we saw your pictures, and in America, a beautiful girl like you would probably not be in a marriage agency. If a girl like you in America wanted to get married, you'd be married in 5 minutes, I'm sure.
Okay.
And I know it's a little different in Russia, but we were kind of wondering why you decided to join a marriage agency and how long ago you did that, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about that. Would that be okay?
Yeah. It was about maybe half a year I started to find someone, not
uh-huh.
only in Russia, but outside the country. And why I decided to do that is because I'm an international person. I like different people,
mm-hmm.
and I like America and American culture. My brother, my cousin, he lives in America, and I like that country, and I like people who live there, and that's why I want someone. I want to know someone who lives in America.
Sure. So, Anna, your cousin lived in America for a while, or does he live here still, or she?
No, he lives there for about 15 years.
Oh, wow.
He's a microsurgeon, and now he has a family, and he has a little daughter. He's 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She's 2 years old.
Mm-hmm. Wow, very nice. Where do they live?
They live in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Wow,
yeah.
Cool. Very cool. So they tell you some positive things, I guess, about Philadelphia and about American culture and such, and it sounds kind of interesting to you, yes?
Yeah. Last year, I spent the whole summer with them,
uh-huh.
and I like American people.
Wow, very good. So you were in Philadelphia for a summer.
Yeah.
How long ago was this now?
I spent there for about 3 or 4 months during summer holidays.
During summer holidays?
My holidays in university.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was this last summer or before that?
Yeah, last summer, this year.
That's great. I'm very glad you were able to visit Philadelphia and visit our country.
Yeah.
But you must have caused a major disturbance everywhere you went. You must have had men following you around in long lines. Maybe traffic was stopped in the street. I'm surprised that they even let you in the country knowing what a disturbance you would cause. So you must have met a lot of friends.
No, I don't have a lot of friends in America. I have few friends, but it's my cousin's friend exactly, not
mm-hmm.
mine,
mm-hmm.
because all the time I spend with his family.
Yeah, sure.
And I just didn't have a chance to spend time by myself, and that's why I don't have any friends.
Well, you know, we have a lot of guys that are listening to our call right now, and I'm sure that they are very charmed by you and very glad you had a chance to visit our country. So, you know, sometimes, Anna, when a girl from Russia meets a man from America and they fall in love and want to get married, and the girl must come from Russia to America, sometimes that's very hard. And she's a little bit frightened or kind of nervous, and of course, that's very understandable. But you've already been here once, so you know pretty much what Americans are like and what America is like. I think if you mm-hmm. met someone from America and decided to live in America, that would be fairly easy for you.
Maybe, I don't know. I spent some time there, but now I can't imagine how I can live, not in Russia, but in America, for example, for a long time.
Yeah.
But I think that I can get used to
yeah,
that.
Sure. I suppose if you're in love and you have a husband who's great and maybe children, a nice family, it becomes a little easier to do such a thing. But you know, I have been to your country 5 times, and I would love to come back and live there for years. I absolutely enjoy, I say the same thing, I enjoy Russian culture, Russian people very, very much.
Thank
it's
you.
Very interesting. But well, so Anna, I understand you came to America to be with your cousin for a while, and you met some American people, and at the same time you're thinking about meeting someone for possibly... I assume possibly marriage and starting a family someday. In America, 22 is kind of young for marriage, although people get married at 22.
Mm-hmm.
Americans aren't really very mature at 22. I don't think Americans are very ready for marriage at 22. I think it could be different for Russian girls, but is 22, 23, is that typical for girls in Kazan or in Russia to find their husband at this age?
Yeah, it's typical. Moreover, some of my friends with whom I maybe studied in school, they already married and they have some children.
Wow.
Wow. That's why it's good. My age is maybe the best age to get married with someone.
Wow. I might have to rethink this 20-something thing here, guys. Anna, that's very cool. That's very terrific. So I guess if you're here to meet somebody, I'm wondering what kind of person you would like to meet, what kind of qualities he should have. Can you just... tell us a little bit about that. What kind of man you hope to meet in this process?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
I can a little.
Mm-hmm.
I want this person to be very, maybe with good sense of humor, easygoing, and I want to be proud of my future husband. Maybe, I don't know. It's very hard. It's really very hard. When I meet someone or I get acquainted with someone,
mm-hmm.
Only after I can understand is the right person for me or not.
Sure.
It's very hard to say just that. He should be intelligent and handsome and so. It's because it's not the main thing for me.
Yeah, that's very nice. And so I ask this question because I know some of the men who are listening, they see this beautiful girl, and they wonder, could I be the person that she is trying to meet? Do I have the right qualities, the right characteristics? Do I have to be handsome? Do I have to be very handsome? Do I have to look like Brad Pitt? Do I have to have lots and lots and lots of money? Can I just be a nice average guy who's stable and ready for a family? I think that's what some of them are wondering about you, Anna.
Yeah.
I like sense of humor. I'm glad you said that. I think you have a sense of humor. I like your laughter very much. You have a beautiful smile in your pictures.
I like to smile. Because maybe the life in Russia, it's not so easy. And then I have a chance to meet some pleasant people around me and have some spare time, and I'll try to do my best to be really pleased.
Mm-hmm.
And to really enjoy my time.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you said, Anna, that you wanted to be proud of your man.
Yeah.
Can you think of some things that would make you proud of him?
Yeah, he should be interested in something in his life. Yeah, some maybe hobby, maybe business, maybe whatever. But I think that, for example, my father, he's a businessman.
Uh-huh.
He was a businessman.
Uh-huh.
And the main for him was his family. But he understood that if you want to have a family and you want to have children, you have to work for that, for our happiness.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. But man should be interested in what he's doing every day.